listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. A warning, this first story deals with sensitive topics. New data given to our newsroom has revealed how many older people have become a victim of a sex crime. Reporter Archie Milligan says Mackay and the Wit Sundays has the third lowest rate of assault in Queensland.
Just over 630 people over the age of 65 have reportedly been sexually assaulted, with the last year seeing an increase to 220 victims statewide. Outside of Brisbane, the Far North, Moreton and the Gold Coast have seen the highest number of offences in the past 3 years. The Queensland Police Service says they're committed to combating violent crimes against all Queenslanders, especially the most vulnerable.
Mackay's new look council will be sworn in just a few hours, starting its term at the Mackay Showgrounds from 9 a.m. Greg Williamson returns as mayor, leading a team with six new faces. And April 29 will be a historic day for Queensland and the Wit Sundays. Gilmour Space Technologies is ready to launch its unmanned rocket from Bowen, becoming the first commercial orbital space launch in the country's history. CEO Adam Gilmour says they're just waiting on final approvals from the Australian Space Agency.
There's only really six or seven countries in the world that are regularly going to space. So we're in this unique ability to take things into space ourselves.
An agency spokesperson says Gilmour is working closely with the Office of the Space Regulator to ensure the launch meets the requirements. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick will tour the Bowen Orbital Spaceport facility today, while the Community Cabinet tour continues with the Premier in Mackay. In sport, Mackay's rugby union season begins this weekend with a new club kicking things off. City Box Barbarians has been formed by the merger of the Cuttable Camel Box and Mackay Cities. The new alliance will host Brothers Mackay in Cuttable on Saturday.